This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Maybe you want to boost your immune system, or lose some weight, or put off whatever disease it is that you're worried about. If that's you, and I should say it is a lot of us, but if that's you, you probably tried or at least thought about dietary supplements. The thing is, what's on the label on those jars and bottles, and sometimes what is not on the label, could be doing more harm than good. Supplements are the subject of a new Frontline documentary airing tonight. It's called Supplements and Safety.
A multi-billion dollar a year industry.
The debate over supplements.
How could it be that you can sell something without any evidence that it's safe or effective?
Jillian Findley is the correspondent on that film. Jillian, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
First thing I need you to do, I suppose, is talk about the scale of supplements in this society, because it is enormous.
It's huge. 30-plus billion-dollar industry. Half of all Americans take some kind of a health supplement every day. There's something, it's estimated there's something like 85,000 different supplements out there, more than 4,000 manufacturers, you know, on and on it goes. It's huge.
And yet we don't really know how many, first of all, manufacturers there are, because there's no registration system. There's no government agency officially charged with formally regulating these things. I mean, there's a big black hole in there. To some degree.
A big black hole. Yeah. And I think this is certainly was a surprise to me to learn this, and I think is going to be a surprise for many viewers to learn. You know, you go to the pharmacy, you go to the drugstore, if you're buying pharmaceutical drugs, you know, you have all the assurity in the world that they have been tested, they have, been proven to be safe and effective, and there's somebody overseeing that. None of that is true when it comes to these health supplements. Often they're sold side by side on the shelves. And as a consumer, I don't think you know that.
You sat down with David Kessler, the former head of the Food and Drug Administration, who back in the 90s took on big tobacco. And Kessler called the supplement industry and the supplement regulatory case, he called it tougher than tobacco, which, I mean, I was gobsmacked because tobacco is pretty tough.
Yeah. And David Kessler, you know, is lionized in many circles because of the work he did with tobacco. And he won against tobacco. And his great regret is he didn't win in this case. You know, he said he came into office. He was aware of the problems. He wanted to get legislation approved that at the very least would force manufacturers to provide evidence if they were going to be making health claims. And as he says in the documentary, the industry went to war. They lobbied up and they won. You know, in the end, they had public service announcements. They, you know, they brought in people like Mel Gibson to help make commercials. And they encouraged people to write to their congressmen and women. And in fact, it is true that Congress received more mail over these efforts related to dietary supplements than they did about the Vietnam War.
Is it true that it is currently on the FDA to prove a supplement is unsafe rather than on the company to prove it is safe?
Yes. The only thing, and this is something that happened a few years after David Kessler, there was legislation passed that required manufacturers to demonstrate good manufacturing practices. Hmm. Now, this has to do with, you know, the whole process of how, you know, they take in ingredients and get a product out. Those practices are can be subject to inspections, but get this, you know, the FDA division that responsible for dietary supplements consists of 25 people. You've got in excess of 4,000 manufacturers out there. It's
and half of Americans taking supplements every day.
And half of Americans taking supplements every day.
I suppose once again, this is a case of it's not surprising what's illegal; it's surprising what's legal in this industry.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I think there is a surprise. You know, certainly those of us who went out to do this investigation, I mean, we consider ourselves fairly, you know, fairly educated, relatively sophisticated consumers ourselves. And, you know, every turn, you know, we were learning things that we didn't know. You know, whatever you think of supplements, whether you think they work or they don't work or whatever, you at least have the right to know what's in the bottle and have some assurance that that it is what's being advertised.
Jillian Findlay is the correspondent on the new Frontline film. It's called Supplements and Safety. It's a co-production with the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. It airs tonight on PBS. Jillian, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.